This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load talking. Now we're going to segue, and we're going to go to, well, it's not really a segue because I talk to him a lot, and I like talking to him a lot. He is Paul Markle. He is the student of the gun, the professor. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing. I don't know how well.
So, what is on your mind?
What is on my mind?
Yeah, what do you want me to talk about today?
Well, when I watched the Aunt Susie bag video, and I looked at how, mm-hmm. with what you were, the way you were describing it and everything else, and I understand now, correct me if I'm wrong, in the modern day lexicon, when you're engaging a target, you can't possibly, if you're going out there and you're out on your own, there's just really no way to carry enough ammunition, is there? So you're going to have to plan and employ tactics to where you don't have to weigh yourself down with a bunch of ammo. You don't care a lot in your just-in-case setups, do you?
No, I mean, I'm not going to carry 15 pounds of ammunition on me because, I'm not planning on getting it to. But it's always prudent to have, one of the things that our friend James always stressed is the primary reason to have a second magazine is to repair the gun from a magazine malfunction, not necessarily for extra ammo. Because, when you're talking about self-loading guns, sometimes the problem with the gun is the magazine.
Right.
And I know people out there are like, no, all my magazines are perfect and they never malfunction ever in the history of ever. And I'm like, okay. But the fact of the matter is sometimes the quickest way to fix the gun is to just put a different magazine in it.
Right. So with having said that, so like for a rifle, for example, if you carry a rifle, how many, it depend, and let's say you're just, I'm going to go in my car and I'm going to go on a road trip and I'm going to pack this kit. This is my just in case kit in case the zombies attack or society collapses while I'm out here at the water park or, whatever unlikely scenario that you're trying to, head off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you draw the line in your planning on that?
One or two magazines. In addition to the one that's in the gun.
And okay, so are you looking at that and saying, okay, I can afford to give each person that might come at me, I can afford to give them three rounds each. Is that about the way it works out?
Yeah, if you're talking about a rifle, man, there's a big difference between rifles and pistols. If you're talking about a rifle, like I said, I generally lean towards the Delta Force or the Special Forces way of thinking is you budget three shots per target. And of course you might not necessarily have to, some targets might only need one, some might two, some might need three, but that's a good budget. And if you think about that from a logical standpoint, a standard capacity magazine, you're talking 10 targets before you would have to reload.
Right.
And if it's you against 10 people or more, like I said, you're going to be a legend. You're going to be either famous or you're going to be infamous. One of two things
right.
is going to happen.
So, okay. That solves that issue. Now, as far as the other stuff you advocate, the flashlight is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
The blade. A knife. I mean, when I was in Europe, I went to the trouble of going to the, you remember those Pilot survival knives they used to sell that had the little sharpening stone on the sheath?
Oh, heck yeah, I had one. That was my first six-blade knife.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to break it by using it as a throwing knife.
I never used it in any knife-fighting scenarios, but on more than one occasion, it did serve as a impromptu tent stake. And it worked well.
You know what that was called? That was called the U.S. Air Force Survival Knife.
Yep.
It came in a tan sheath with a sharpening stone.
It was a perfect length.
In the sheath.
Perfect length.
Yeah.
I've still got my old clothing store, the old Army clothing store K-bar ripoff knife that they sold so many years ago. Still got the one.
Is it a Camillus?
I don't know who made it. It's whoever that was selling it through the clothing store in Germany at the time.
The cash sales, yeah.
Yeah. I never could get it sharp until my son decided to take an adventure as a knife smith for a bit, and he has sharpened it to a frightening degree. So now it's basically a short samurai sword at this moment.
Yeah, that was what they started making those. It's funny that you would bring these up, because I'm working on a new book about small arms and weapons, and some of the most popular ones throughout the last 100 years or so of history. And in the edged weapons section, I did a piece about the K-bar and how, you know, it was developed post World War I, and going into World War II, they basically had the design ready in 41, 42. And then with the entry into the war, they ramped it up, the distribution. And then when you and I were in, there were so many different companies that were making those knives. And, the quality tended to vary. You know, I know what you're talking about. Like, you couldn't get an edge on it. I think some of them were rushed into production so quickly that they didn't spend the time they should have focusing on creating a legit edge.
Right.
On them. Same thing goes with bayonets. I've had bayonets that were like butter knives, and then I've also had them that were like scalpels, like needles, you know. So it just depends on, you know,
which one you draw. So
exactly.
So I do get the knife part, but I mean, I have many knives, and I got a few nice folders. I got I've only got one or two fixed blades worth even mentioning. And then the medikit, of course, it explains itself, but, is that like your lowest level of preparedness, that little, the Aunt Susie rescue bag? What comes after that? What's after you rescue Aunt Susie? Do you have to go after?
Oh.
Do you have to replete? How do you retrieve the rest of the family if you're just going to rescue Aunt Susie with that one?
Yeah. Well, hopefully the rest of the family is just at home in the safe spot.
Oh.
Yeah. But I haven't had to go out and get them. Yeah. But, you have your light bug out bag. The light bug out bag we talked about. Well, I don't know if we talked about it on air or off air.
I don't think we
did. The heavy one.
Before you get into that, we're coming.
All right. We're just about up to that point.
Coming up on the break zone and everything else. Paul Markle has written many books. He doesn't know how many books he's written, because I don't know how many books he's written. As I was rearranging the studio, I just kept tripping over another Paul Markle book. So now I have a stack of them over there, the Boo Boo book and what was the other book? The compilation of the training book that you put together, the primer for that. And
do you have the operation guidebook?
Yes. I think
that's good for you.
I think that's what I have. I mean, it's whatever you sent me. You've sent me so many books over the course of time. And now I've got a veritable stack of them. I bought myself a nice easy chair so I can sit back and read them all now. You hang on for me. Talking to Paul Markle, this is Lock and Load.
licensed online gun shops. Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle. And we just got into the bug out bag light when I started relating to him. I was just tripping over his books the other day when I was rearranging things. You don't, in your studio, are your boys in charge of arranging everything in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's got to be nice to have it that way. There's nothing like trying to move a bunch of furniture that you stack ammo on. You have to unstack everything and throw it to the side. And then you can move it, then you have to restack it. And all that other fun stuff, and you know, it's just you know. But I got it done anyway. But let's talk about the bug out bag light, because we've talked about the Bebop, which is the big boy bug out bag. What about the bug out bag light? Tell me about this one, because that one interests me a great deal. Just because I'm looking for one bag that I can carry most of the time.
Yeah, well, the big bug out bag, we said that we weren't super concerned about weight. I mean, I could put it on my shoulders and carry it where I needed to go, but generally it's the kind of bag you're going to grab, throw into the back of a truck or an SUV or whatever, and then pull it out and take it to where you need to be. But the light one is one that you're considering that you might actually have to put it on your back and go for a while. Go for a mile, go for 2 miles, go for 10 miles, whatever. And so everything that goes into that one needs to be a little bit more conscious of the weight.
Right.
Because remember, ounces equals pounds and pounds equals pain.
Indeed.
And, so that's when you look and you're like, okay, rather than a sleeping bag, which is nice, but a sleeping bag also is a pound or two or maybe three, depending on, you know, what it is. I'm just going to do a poncho liner instead. Poncho liner's maybe pound. I don't even think poncho liner's a pound, is it?
No.
Maybe 12 ounces or something. So I'm going to do a poncho liner instead. Is it nice and cozy as a sleeping bag? No, but it will keep me warm. Yes. So things of that nature. Lightweight nylon ponchos, you know. You remember that you were during the transition from the rubberized poncho to the nylon poncho.
Yes.
Weren't you?
I was.
Yeah. Remember the OD green rubber ones? And everyone thought that those were stupid until you had to stand in the rain for 8 hours with one. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's not such a bad idea.
Well, the rubber ponchos, when you put those on, especially if it was humid, right? If you wore one of those in the humidity and it was raining, if you didn't pass out, you were definitely going to lose weight. You were less than combat ready because you were miserable.
Yeah.
And part of being in the military is learning how to regulate your misery, because you have to embrace the misery, but learning how to flourish in the misery is what separates somebody in the military from somebody outside. So that lighter weight poncho, that always, I was, when they issued those, we all laughed at that. We're like, what's this going to do? Ha! Then we have to actually put, you know, you put it on, you drape it over your rucksack if you're carrying a rucksack, and gosh, that worked pretty good.
Oh yeah, it was funny because obviously the nylon one was, but if you were going to build a shelter with a lean-to or whatever with the rubber one, it was good and sturdy.
Sure.
But and the other thing that I noticed that I'm sure you probably did too was the nylon ones, after so long, the waterproofing wore off.
Yeah. Fails.
Then it just became a camouflage sheet that you throw over yourself.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it did take a little bit of a downpour, which we got in Europe all the time. Springtime in Europe was a lot like it is in the Philippines. So, I got to the point with that when I was in the service to where I went out and bought myself a little lightweight tarp. And, if I had to build a lean-to, I wouldn't use my poncho. I would use the tarp.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted the poncho for other things.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
People who've never used real genuine ponchos don't quite understand the utility.
Yeah.
Like probably 75% of the time it wasn't on my body. It was either on the ground or it was covering my gear or whatever. You know. Most of the time it's not on your body. I mean, I did wear it, but most of the time, like I said, you use it as a sunshade, you use it as, you know, as a ground liner. If you had to put stuff out, or man, do you ever do field maintenance on a machine gun or something like that? You better put a poncho down first. If you lose one of those springs in the grass, yeah, you're all
done.
Over with.
You're done. You're not going to find that. Yeah, thankfully, the training areas in Germany were just mud. But, you know, more than once when we'd go out on a light night, as they would tell us, and if we didn't take a sleeping bag, I would just snap the poncho liner inside the poncho, and then I was living.
Oh, yeah, man. You make a what they call the infamous Ranger roll.
Yeah. So I was living. I wish I could find, and I know it would be tattered now because that was, gosh, back 40 years ago nearly. Dear God. And but if I could find one in a new condition, I would take a poncho liner and a poncho from that era right now today. I think the only ones you can find nowadays are third party.
Mm.
Do they even issue a poncho and a poncho liner anymore?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I couldn't imagine them not doing that.
Well, I thought they'd go from rain gear to the top and the bottoms and, you know, all that.
Well, I mean, we got tops and bottom rain gear. We got the rubberized ones, the olive drab green rubberized tops and bottoms. We were issued those. We hardly ever wore them.
Yeah, they were sweatsuits.
Yeah, because they were a sweatsuit. back in the days when Blackhawk Products was doing good things, they were making the rain jacket top bottoms, you know, and I got a set of them. And when I was working as a contractor, as a military contractor,
right,
I wore those things a lot. And that was the best rain suit I've ever owned in my life. Just tremendous.
Anyway, that stuff, that's one thing I would definitely have in my light kit. But I need to get one. I need to find one that's worth having. Nowadays, they look at those things, a liner. You can buy a liner of any sort, and it's going to be quite an investment nowadays. They've figured out how versatile those things really are. But before we launch into any of this stuff, which we never got into, that we now know philosophically the idea of what a bug out light bag is, before we get into the details of that, to find Mr. Markle, you would go to studentofthegun.com. This is a media hub. It is a store. It is a place to buy books. It's a place to get training. It is a one-stop shop. And, you know, if you look at his videos that he puts out, he's got so many video shows that he puts out. You probably could get a lot of training just watching his media, because he puts out a lot of media. And it's some fun media, too. It's easy to watch. It's not boring at all. That's the key. He knows how to capture your attention. And then you learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. The South is experiencing a brutal heat wave. A persistent heat dome has sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions. This man lives in El Paso, Texas.
I will not be leaving my house unless I absolutely have to. I mean, it's 100 degrees, it's unbearable.
Excessive heat warnings are up from Arizona to Alabama, and parts of Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley seem to be getting the worst today. An IRS whistleblower claims Hunter Biden received special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley said that the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was restricted from filing charges outside of Delaware and lacked complete control over the case. Americans' perception of the pandemic is changing, with 64% believing it's over, compared to 49% in February. However, less than half feel their lives have fully returned to normal. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talking to Paul Markle, I'm trying to figure out what to do when I get in the vehicle. So before we get into the depths of all this stuff, when you go out and about during the day, just when you're out there in your army pick-em-up truck, going to the grocery store, what do you have in the truck just in case? Do you have anything in the truck just in case?
Oh, yeah, in the truck. I mean, underneath in the super seat.
I'm losing you there. Where'd you go?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still here.
Okay, say that again.
I didn't move. Maybe it's the satellite. So no, I mean in the truck in the super secret compartment, I have all the emergency gear. You know, I have all the standard emergency gear. I have a spare pair of gloves. I've got a rain jacket. I've got one of those digital road flares that's electronic and I've got a Cold Steel e-tool, you know, that Special Forces e-tool that Cold Steel makes.
I think I've seen Lindsay demonstrate it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. Probably for value. I know that the triangle ones fold up and they're more convenient.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is when it comes to stout, hardcore, you know, it might not be as compact, but it is way stronger. And you can hack and chop with that thing if you really needed to.
Yeah.
Because it's sharp.
If somebody were to come at me and they had an entrenching tool and that's all they had and they're coming at me, I'm shooting them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to be able to do some serious damage. And an entrenching tool does more than dig.
Oh, yeah. The Spetsnaz e-tool is colloquially called the murder spoon.
Do you know where to get any of those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go online all day. Just type in Cold Steel e-tool and get them.
That's the Spetsnaz ones?
Yeah, it's called the Special Forces / Spetsnaz entrenching tool from Cold Steel. And depending on where you find them, some of them, I think they cheapened, they didn't cheapen them up. What they did to make the prices seem more, economical is, some of them don't come with a sheath or a carrying, you know, bag or whatever. Mine, the one I've got does. It has belt loops and stuff like that on it. But I think in order to make them more economical, drop the price $5 or whatever, some of them you'll find that don't come with a sheath or a cover.
On Cold Steel, it says the sheath is sold separately.
There you go.
Why, you can even throw the Special Forces shovel sheath is an additional $8.99. Mm-hmm. And the shovel itself is $31.99. I'm going to have to look on Amazon. If I can find it on Amazon, I'm going to order it today. That's no, what everybody should have.
They absolutely. I've used mine to dig out a stuck 4x4.
Yeah.
It was a stupid situation. We were in Texas going to go hog hunting. And we took off to go check the trail cams after dark. And we got, it was like one of those Kawasaki mules or whatever. We got it stuck. And I had my pack, and on my pack was a freaking Cold Steel tool. And I was the only one that had one. That's all we had. And we were 5 miles away from camp. And I was, cause we got stuck. I thought, man, I do not want to walk back
right
to camp. And we used that e-tool. We got that sucker unstuck. And I called my bro at Cold Steel at the time. He's not there anymore. But I was like, dude, you're not going to believe what I did this weekend. And he said, that's awesome.
Well, apparently, I mean, does this thing come with an edge on the edge of them already? Is that why it's
murder spoon? It comes pre-sharpened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The murder spoon comes pre-sharpened from Cold Steel. Well, they're not messing around.
They have a picture of it sitting there where it's like been thrown at one of those axe targets.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess if you became a specialist at throwing e-tools, if you carried three or four of them, you'd be good to go.
Yeah, it always looks cool when you can throw something and make it stick.
Yeah.
If it doesn't stick, you don't look cool. But boy, when it does, you look cool.
You know, Super Dave told me that I should get one with a fixed handle as well.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. They're great. I mean, I've got folding ones, too. I've got some folding pack shovels. The Cold Steel one is super convenient because it weighs like half a pound or something like that.
Really?
Or 3/4 of a pound. Yeah. It's super convenient, but it's nowhere near as stout as the murder spoon is.
Well, is the one that's on online, is that the murder spoon at Cold Steel?
Yep. They make two of them. They make a standard and then they make one that has an extra long handle, like a double long, or I don't know, like one of them's 18 inches and one of them's 24 or something like that.
Is Lindsay still in charge of it?
Oh, Lynn? No. GSM Products bought Cold Steel a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And, he's no longer directly involved with Cold Steel. Now the company doesn't mind if the consumers just still think that he is, but from a realistic, practical standpoint, he's not.
So they have one. It looks like it has the longer handle. Why would I want the longer handle? Just to make it easier to shovel with?
Yeah. You know, if you're not worried, like if you're just going to keep it in a truck or in a mule or, you know, if it's going to be in a vehicle, you don't really need it to be super compact anyway. So
right.
You might get a little more leverage with that longer handle.
I'm going to end up putting, have you ever seen one of those sliding trays that come out of your bed of your truck?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to end up getting one of those because I've got a bunch of stuff already in my truck and I've got a bunch of stuff that I took out of it because it takes up so much room in the back. I've got a 4-door.
Yeah.
I need to do something like that. That would be perfect in there. I could have all kinds of stuff in there. Anyway.
Yeah. Jared has the long-handled one in his car.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a melee, that would be like the thing to have, wouldn't it? Just
oh, man, I tell you what, there are a lot of people that are no longer living on planet Earth because of the righteous application of an e-tool.
Because of the enter the murder spoon. I think you ought to make a student of the gun e-tool and call it the murder spoon.
Yeah, but Lynn Thompson already did, man.
Well, I don't, but I didn't hear about it from him. I heard about it from you. So as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think Lynn actually ever called it the murder spoon. I think it might have been Sonny Pazekas. I'm not sure who the original Spetsnaz dude was that started calling it a murder spoon, but I know in the community that's what it's called.
I've never met Sonny. I've seen him talking. I've watched a few videos, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting him. But, yeah, I could see him maybe saying it. But, you have such a continental way with the English language that I kind of think it probably hasn't been used as well by anybody besides you. The murder spoon. Coming up on
That's the description that's going in the book.
Okay. Well, coming up on the next break, and see, the reason I talk with Paul about this is because Paul has probably shot a video where he's actually gone out and tried this. Everything that Paul talks about, he's either done in the real world or he has trained. And when you have done things in the real world, like Paul has, because, military contractors do real things, you just don't hear about them. And when you have done real things, when you get out there into the world, then you have figured out what works and what doesn't work. And having gear and owning equipment and all this other stuff, unless you put it on, strap it on, and actually go out there and hit it, you don't know how it's going to work. You'll never know how it's going to work. You've got to get out there and work it and do it. And that's why that's the value of student of the gun. Everything that they're going to show you, they have tried and they know. And like the inclusion of the murder spoon, it is worth its weight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Paul Markle, and we need to squeeze in the rest of this bug-out bag light because we're having too much fun just talking about single-issue items here. So we've got an E-tool, we've got a poncho liner. What else is going to be in the bug-out light bag?
Well, definitely, I would put at least one MRE just because they store forever and they're relatively lightweight, and you can get a lot out of an MRE. And then you can put more med gear in a bag because it's obviously doesn't have to go in your pocket. But I know you said you wanted to get into that, but let's segue real quick. What you said at the end of the last segment about the best way to figure out whether something is a good piece of gear or whatever is to do it. And what we've done, is we try and give people opportunities to do just that thing. And this coming weekend, we're having a Patriot Fire Team training camp here, where I am right now in the mountains of Utah.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, I think we've got, 8 or 9 people right now so far signed up for it. And when I say it's a camp, it is a camp. And I tell people, bring your bug out bag. Bring, all that stuff that you've been acquiring. That backpack, that poncho, that this, that, all the stuff that you were convinced was a good idea, I said, bring it, because we're going out in the field and we're going to use it and we're going to live for, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with that gear. And by the time you're done, you'll have at least a pretty good idea of what's realistic, what's practical, what worked, and then maybe some stuff that seemed like a great idea. But when you actually got into the field to use it, it wasn't. And that's where you learn that stuff. I mean, that's why, geez Louise, that's why people go to infantry school. You go to infantry school and you go out and you learn to use the stuff and you learn what works.
Yeah.
And you learn what doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't hardly put a price on that type of knowledge and experience.
Well, I mean, like in my day, we had the LBE. But we found out the hard way that with the LBE, that when you went into the prone position, which we spent a lot of time in the prone position, if you went into the prone position and you were shooting, you were laying on a bunch of stuff that sort of hurt over the course of time. So then we would unbuckle the LBE and throw it out to each side because then we could both get to the ammo because we weren't laying on it anymore. And we weren't laying on it anymore, and we could actually move around and adjust our shooting position. Actually, if there's such a thing as comfort in the middle of a firefight, well, we could achieve that then.
Oh, yeah.
But then they went to the chest rig, which is up higher, and if you're up and you're in a prone position, you're not laying on your ammo, and you don't have to take anything apart to do it, and then put it back together when you get up and all this other stuff. So trial and error over the course of time, modern equipment for people that are getting it today, it's already gotten to the point now all you have to do is learn how to use it.
Oh, absolutely. And you just... I've done a lot of research about the Rhodesian Bush War.
Yeah.
And there was two schools of thought. There was the, if you've seen old photographs, of the Bush War guys, they had these, chest rigs, you know, going back into the '60s, they had chest rigs for the FALs and they for the magazines, across their chest, kind of like an AK rig, only it was an FAL rig.
Right.
And then you had other guys who said, they like that because if they went into the prone, then it was harder for them to get their ammo. So instead, they wore basically, you know, our H harness or Y harness or the LBE type deal with a pistol cartridge belt. And, you know, the pouches that they used were essentially, you know, M14 style pouches back then. And so depending on who you talk to, some people are like, oh, it's super convenient because it's right there. And then other people are like, yeah, but if you go prone, it doesn't work. And, you know, then there's a lot. And with all these things, you don't realize any of that stuff playing grass up in your bedroom.
You
realize that stuff until you get out the field.
Nowadays, when I talk to people, some of these guys that have like this special operations background, they seem to, for them, being in the prone is not a thing anymore. They try to stay upright because they're trying to move from point to point really quick. Because mm-hmm. I think the thought process is if I get into the prone, I'm basically taking up a position and I just lost some mobility because I'm going to have to get back up. Probably going to break cover when I do it as I try to come to my feet. E-I-E-I-O. So, I mean, is that what you're, are you thinking the same way nowadays?
Well, no, when you say I'm not going to, you know, that's the things are different on a two-way firing range.
Yeah.
You know, everything looks cool, you know, on Call of Duty, but, you know, when it's a two-way firing range and there's no real cover except going down to the ground, you're going to go down to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes going down to the ground is the only cover there is.
Indeed.
And you just got to learn to live with it. You know, you just got to learn to live with it. And, I mean, I understand all that, you know, mobility, yada, yada. But, you know, it's, you know, the perfect world syndrome. And a lot of times like, oh, well, in my gunfight, this is.
I'll tell you one thing. One thing that I learned in my tactical response class that I'd never used before. And I didn't want to use them, but then I tried it, and now it's in every kit I go with, is a pair of knee pads.
Oh, absolutely.
Because my knees are shot, and having to get down and take a knee and everything, we're talking, I can't do it, it just hurts too bad. But with a set of knee pads on, I can if I have to. And that's just because I don't have any cartilage left in them, but I mean, stuff like that.
Well, even if you do. Yeah, you know, James was famous for saying, he said, what's your weapon? The knee pads.
I'm losing you again for some reason.
It's that satellite, man. I don't know what the deal is. I'm in a fixed position, not moving. But the
dumb satellite.
Yeah, knee pads are cheaper than new knees.
I would think so.
Yep.
I would think so. But now I think I have three sets of them. I've got a pair of elbow pads too. I've got one of my elbows. I have a permanent divot in an elbow where I slammed myself into the prone position. Back in the day,
we didn't have any of that stuff.
No, we did not. Mm-hmm. And we ran full tilt.
Oh, yeah. We went full out without any of that crap.
And the dirt on a military post is always packed to the consistency of a concrete floor.
Absolutely.
I mean, when they wanted us to dig a fighting position, I had to get out and get a backhoe in there with one of the engineers to dig it because we just couldn't dig it. There was just no digging to be done. So that was the only way to dig that stuff. But, yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay, so... with your class. We're going to have to talk about this class. With your class, will you actually take them out and put them in situations where they have to employ their stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as soon as they get here, we form them into teams, and we go to the bivouac area, and they dig in and camp in, and we spend the whole weekend living and working as a team, and all the stuff. And people are like, well, how? And I give them a gear list, and I said, look, this is the minimum you should have. I said, but you're all adults, so you can either choose to not, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to carry the poncho, so I'm not going to take the field. Hey, it's your life, man. You know, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Do whatever you think your career can handle. And they're like, well, you know, should I bring a blank and a blank and a blank? And I'm like, well, you bring whatever you want as long as you put it on your own back and carry it.
Yep.
Because I'm not carrying it for you.
Yep. Anyway. We're going to talk about that. That interests me a great deal, that kind of stuff. I don't even know if I could do that. You know, Dave went on something where he went out with a bunch of, at 59 years old, I think he went out with a bunch of Rangers and kept up with them somehow. No wonder he's in deep trouble as far as his joints concerned. We're running out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Studentofthegun.com. This is where you find Paul and his stuff. His sons, Zach and Jared, and himself, they put together a training curriculum, a store of must-have items, plenty of media for you to sit there and say to yourself, this is, I don't have to go looking. I can just stay right here. And, of course, coming up next, as he often points out, Mr. Marco does. We're going to be talking with Dean Weingarten, the writer from Amoland.com. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.